Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The roof at the Kelmar Senior Center in Eagle River has collapsed due to heavy snow load, and for now, services have been suspended. Center administrators report the collapse happened Sunday night or early Monday morning. No one was in the building when the roof caved in. Administrators are working with their insurance providers to figure out the best path of action. Kelmar Senior Center staff will be updating their voicemail system with information regarding services for seniors. Power has been restored to the adjacent Vilas County Food Pantry, and it's resumed regular service. AARP Tax Services providing tax assistance to seniors on Thursdays. They request that they contact 715-479-3727 to schedule an appointment for an alternative location. We have more information at WXPR.org. A 28-year-old Rhinelander woman entered a no-contest plea Tuesday to a charge of attempted homicide and was found guilty by Oneida County Circuit Judge Patrick O'Melia. The state complaint said Megan Danielchek met with an undercover investigator in the Rhinelander Walmart parking lot last February and gave a down payment to kill her husband. Investigators say Danielchek was hoping to cash in on her husband's life insurance policy. Megan Danielchek will be sentenced May 2nd and could serve more than 12 years in prison. And the winter started off fairly easy for wildlife, but the weather has taken a sharp turn toward tough conditions. The Winter Severity Index is a measure gauging the effects of the winter weather on deer survival. The index was developed in the early 1970s. Kurt Rollman of Rhinelander is a DNR deer biologist. He says deer will fatten up in the warm months to coast through the winter using their fat reserves. Harsh winter weather taxes those reserves. He says they cope by yarding up, but he says the severe weather is toughest on the younger deer.
Adult deer are fairly resilient, especially adult does, but when it comes to fawns going into their first winter, since they're still growing, of course, and they didn't have as much time to put on those fat reserves because they're still growing, they do have more issues coming into the winter, and they're smaller, of course, for the snow depths.
The January severity index was in the mild range before the extreme cold and deep snow arrived. Rollman says the winter severity index will likely take a sharp turn for the worse when the February numbers are released next week. Congressman Mark Pocan says sweeping reforms are needed to make sure the federal government is working best for the people. House Democrats are backing significant changes to the election, campaign finance, and ethics laws. They want to allow same-day voter registration and to clear the way for online registration to vote. Conservatives who oppose the changes see them as a federal takeover of the elections. And a bill unveiled in the Wisconsin legislature Tuesday is aimed at reducing the cost of prescription drugs and creating more transparency around the true cost of medication. If passed, Wisconsin would join 33 other states with similar regulations. The bill impacts pharmacy benefit managers. It would eliminate the so-called gag clauses, which keep pharmacists from telling patients about lower cost options. And Wisconsin Governor Evers will include a call for nonpartisan redistricting processes when he submits his state budget Thursday. Republicans are expected to block the move. Evers wants to take the responsibility of drawing Wisconsin's political maps away from lawmakers and hand it over to a nonpartisan agency which would be established. Democrats are currently fighting the existing boundaries with a lawsuit. The next round of redistricting will come after the results of the 2020 census are in. And the Wisconsin Court of Appeals has sided with the attorney for convicted killer Stephen Avery. The Manitowoc County Circuit Court will hear arguments about some bones which were given to the family of murder victim Teresa Halbach. Attorney Kathleen Zellner wants the bones tested to determine if they really are Halbach's. If they aren't, they would put a big hole in the prosecution argument that the newspaper photographer was killed on Avery property and her remains destroyed in a burn barrel. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy with temperatures falling throughout the day a bit, but mostly cloudy skies and a high near 16. Tonight clear, low around 13 below and wind chills 15 to 25 below. Thursday sunny, high near 22, but again cold wind chills. Friday, boy, how can we believe this? Snow likely afternoon and then more snow Friday night into Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.